Hello and welcome back to History on the Rocks podcast. This is your host, Cody, and today we dive into our first episode of our John F. Kennedy series, and we're going to talk about his beliefs today. From when he was a senator in Massachusetts to when he was elected president in 1960, all the way up into his assassination in 1963, what did JFK believe? What was he bringing to the world? And that's what this first episode is really going to get us into. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, grab a cocktail, and let's dive in. John F. Kennedy served as a senator for the state of Massachusetts from 1953 up until he was elected president in 1960. This is where his political career began. His ideas were noticed and where he started to implement much of his policy at the state level. Kennedy believed in the integrity of the individual as well as a sovereignty for the human being. He believed in standing up for what you believe in, even if it was unpopular, and that human beings should strive for personal freedom. Kennedy was not a warmongering politician. In fact, his father, Joseph Kennedy, ambassador to the United Kingdom, expressed his opposition in joining World War II, in which his son, JFK, served in the Navy on a patrol boat. During this time, the United States was at the height of the Cold War with the Soviet Union and feared the spread of communism to what would be dubbed, quote, third world countries, end quote. Also, at this time, there was a boost in power of the U.S. national security state. These are agencies like the CIA, FBI, and NSA, in which officials are not elected. They hold an extreme amount of power and are very influential in policy decisions. One could argue they act as the United States' fourth branch of government. Kennedy, with his anti-imperialism and anti-authoritarian views, warned of colonizing weaker countries from both sides of the political spectrum. He even stated that, quote, well-intentioned, end quote, imperialism was bad for the common good of people. On the world stage, while he was a senator, he took a trip across to Asia and the Middle East to get a personal feel for the political and economic environments. One of his first observations was the, quote, arrogance and uncompromising, end quote, attitude of the Jewish people who were dead set on pushing out the Palestinians and viewing them as colonists since the start of the major conflicts in 1939. Kennedy was trying to see world conflicts from a different perspective. He deemed that the Middle East was a troubled area of the world with a great amount of, quote, injustice and inequality, end quote. Even in places like Southeast Asia, he noticed that the United States was only looking through one lens, supporting their allies like Britain and France, even if they committed wrongdoings. The trip he saw made Kennedy realize that foreign policy has more direct effect on the American people than it once was thought. He reflected that the Western world was too concerned with its own interests and not the will of the people of those foreign lands being colonized. For example, during the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and carrying on into the 1960s, Kennedy's views was that winning the war wasn't about combating, quote, evil communism, end quote. It was about supporting the independence of the world's countries that would ultimately have them see the true strength of American democracy. Strong and independent nations cannot be controlled by communist tyranny or imperialism. In his view, the United States could best fight communism by supporting nationalism and sending aid to countries like Vietnam so they could be fully independent from France. Imperialism could be a dangerous route because Kennedy feared these countries might welcome communist assistance in ridding imperialist nations from their borders. Kennedy did not want an armed conflict in Vietnam, which now history shows us is an unnecessary and tragic war in American history. JFK believed that a political, economic, and social revolution could help develop the freedom of these types of countries, which is something that communist regimes like the Soviet Union could not offer. JFK had a simple policy formula. local control plus local decisions equals deterring communism. In 1957, as a senator, Kennedy made another unpopular move in the American government by stating he believed that the United States ally, France, should grant Algeria its independence. From Kennedy's view, this was a moral decision and an inevitable outcome, not an attack on France. However, this viewpoint pissed off the U.S. Council on Foreign Relations. After he delivered his famous speech opposing France's actions, he became a popular political figure dealing with African countries. Kennedy worked to change American foreign policy attitudes towards Africa, which had been broken by a long history of European colonization, falling into great poverty and devastation. Kennedy claimed the people of Africa were not interested in communism versus democracy, East versus West. What the African people really wanted was to, quote, achieve a decent standard of living, end quote. Kennedy wanted aid to be focused on African villages and farming rather than large American industry. Kennedy argued there was too much, quote, anti-communism, end quote, attitude in American government and not enough, quote, pro-anything, end quote, about other parts of the world. He also believed that the U.S. needed to stop supporting tyrannical governments abroad just because they were, quote, anti-communist, end quote. One principle that Kennedy believed had vanished from the American political scene was dissent and discussion. 60 years after his death, I argue it is even worse than the 1960s, but I also wasn't alive to really have an opinion. When dealing with a problem or complicated situation, Kennedy wanted to know the facts, the alternatives, and criticisms before making an informed decision. Now, today, in politics, people don't want to necessarily look at facts. They rely more on their emotions and feelings, and most importantly, personal interests. However, it is true that, just like Kennedy stated, freedom of thought and discussion are vital to a functioning democracy. Overall, Kennedy believed in the sanctity of the individual, the peace of nations, the right to self-determination, and the need to compromise. He believed in the important link between foreign peace and domestic prosperity, that free and open debate was also vital to the long-term actions that we take. JFK, in his farewell address as Massachusetts senator, asked 4 questions that truly make you think about those actions we take and how we want to go down in the history books. Those four questions are as follows. 1. Were we truly men of courage? 2. Were we truly men of judgment? 3. Were we truly men of integrity? And 4. Were we truly men of dedication? These 4 questions shape JFK's character and the president he set out to be. JFK arguably had the most honest political presidency in United States history. Although his personal life was full of scandals, JFK worked hard to maintain peace and to make lasting decisions that could have possibly changed the world. The consequences of his noble actions was that he would make many enemies along the way and literally take the tragic bullet for putting the American people and people around the globe before government interests. Next week, in episode 2, we will take a look closer at John F. Kennedy's foreign policy and some of the friends and enemies he would make along the way. We will also discuss how these decisions may have pushed those in power to have disdain for the president and want him removed from the most powerful elected office in the world.